To talk about who might succeed free, we have NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg here with us. She's been working the telephones all afternoon. Nina, first, let me ask, was Free pushed or did he jump?
Well, I think he jumped. There's no question that during the Clinton administration, certainly the last 2 years, Free let it be known that he wasn't about to let Bill Clinton pick the next FBI director. And there was a lot of talk because he has a large family and no money. His kids are going to go to school eventually. There's a lot of talk that he fed about him leaving. And that was sort of accelerated at the beginning of the Bush administration. But in recent months, he had sat down with a number of people and seemed to indicate that while he didn't think he could stay the whole remaining 3 years of his tenure, that he was in for the short haul anyway. So my impression today was that this decision of his to retire at this point was quite a surprise, even at the Justice Department, and that it had more to do with something that may have happened in his family.
So what happens now?
Well, the FBI director has a 10-year term, so he doesn't have a lifetime appointment like a federal judge. On the other hand, he doesn't serve just at the pleasure of the president like any other officer, and he's confirmable by the Senate. So You, in looking to who is going to replace Mr. Free, the administration has to worry a little about whether they can get this person through and get him through quickly so that the FBI is not a headless horseman.
Through the Senate.
Through the Senate. And at the same time, as people at Justice said to me today, the Attorney General, Mr. Ashcroft, is and the president want somebody that they are, quote, comfortable with. Some of the names I've heard today are, I'll just give them to you. One is the acting deputy attorney general, a guy named Bob Mueller, who has been the U.S. attorney in a couple of places and got through Democratic Senate for that position and Democratic administrations as well as Republican, is well regarded as a sort of career prosecutor. Then there's the governor of Oklahoma, Frank Keating, who was often mentioned for the job of attorney general. He had quite a fight, frankly, with the administration, because when he didn't get the job, he felt that there was information about him that was unfairly leaked and inappropriate, and he made his feelings strongly known. I'm told that he and the president have buried the hatchet. He's a former FBI agent. The difficulty is, I think Keating probably would like the job, but the difficulty is that his wife is running for Congress, and I'm not quite sure how you can have an apolitical FBI director with a wife in Congress. The other name that I heard most frequently today was the former associate attorney general from the previous Bush administration, George Terwilliger, also a former United States attorney. And there were some other names mentioned as well. Conservatives, particularly inside the administration, mentioned some state attorneys general like Charles Condon in South Carolina and William Pryor in Alabama. Those are individuals with strong conservative credentials, less federal law enforcement experience, and I'm not sure that I wasn't just being used. There's also the question of, do you have an insider or an outsider? And one name mentioned from an insider point of view would fill a political perspective as prerogative as well. That's a woman by the name of Kathleen McChesney, who's the special agent in charge of the San Francisco office. She's a 20-year veteran of the bureau with a PhD and is said to have strong administrative capabilities.
President Clinton picked a Republican when he picked Louis Free. Do you think there's any chance that President Bush would go for a Democrat?
Well, probably not. That was the initial indication I got. One name might be mentioned would be Mary Jo White, the U.S. attorney in New York. There's a federal judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals here, Merrick Garland, but I didn't get many bites on those today.
Thanks very much, Nina.
Thank you.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.